trouble. He's just stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Oh, weeknights, things will get better. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. But you know, the man still can't understand. Parker and Wilson. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Good evening, Detroit!
My mom's birthday today. Happy birthday to my mother. Shout out to my mother. Now I can tweet it. Thank you very much. Thanks for indulging me. My mother's in Oklahoma City, some concert.
Good Mama Wilson,
gee,
Mama.
I'm telling you, I got the mother from heaven. Not only is she a great mother to begin with, as Rob knows, the lady travels like crazy. She goes to concerts.
I love that about your mother, because you know me, I'm a world traveler, but I love that about your mother.
78 years old today and still on the road, like a roadie, like with bands. I'm surprised she's not, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, don't doubt it.
I don't even want to talk about it.
And your mom, it's unbelievable. You know what? The bad part about Mark's mother, like being a roadie and traveling, is when she throws her panties on the stage,
no.
She hits two people. That's the problem.
Gary, don't hit it. Don't hit it. It's my mother. Oh, you can hit it once, and that's
that
it.
That was funny. No.
What color panties she got?
Oh,
thank you.
My mother would find that humorous, especially on her birthday. April 25th, 2014, and welcome to it for this Facebook Friday.
Hey,
we don't know why we call it that. It's just that go to our Facebook page, Parker and the Man, and like leave a little something. Leave a little calling card. Something to say, hey, it's a Friday. We're going out. We're doing this. We're doing that. There's all sorts of stuff. You know who's in town this weekend? Well, he's in Windsor. Bill Maher's in town. Bill Maher might be listening to this show right now. He'll be at Casino Windsor, Caesars Windsor, on Sunday, the 27th. So he's probably in town hanging out, listening to the Parker and the Man thing. We're ending our fifth week here at Detroit's 1130 WDFM.
Is that right?
End to the fifth. That's five if you're scoring at home. End to the fifth week already. Big weekend. You know what this weekend, Rob? I got to bring this up to you because I just want to see your reaction to this. Remember how we had Quentin Hines on? He's part of that Rivals Pro Football League.
Absolutely.
Their draft is tomorrow. Their big draft.
Close the door.
It's a little drafty in here. It's the four-team league, you know, with Akron, Chicago, Detroit, and Southern Michigan. They have a brand-new website. I think it's called Rivals.
You told me it looks real good.
Real nice website for the Rivals Pro Football League. Just do a search. You can see it.
Did Al Ray do it? Because Ray's a wizard at
I don't know if he was involved, but it's really nice. I don't think so, because I think we talked with Ray about it. I don't think he did it. Now, their draft, as I said, is tomorrow. It's 10 rounds. There's 20 selections per round. You can actually go watch their draft at Mount Clemens High School. Rob, they'll charge you. I don't know if I can do it.
Mark, don't tell me there's a charge to watch the
$25.
No, for what?
To go to Mount Clemens High and watch their draft.
But how they're charging you to get in?
Yeah, like an admission. Like if it was like the NFL draft. Those are free though, aren't they?
Mark, what?
I'm telling you, on their website
you misread it.
No. $25 to go to the draft and $1 handling if you bought them early so they could send you the tickets. So it was $26. That's what I saw. That's legit. I told you your face would be something.
What'd you say, Willis?
No, I'm telling you.
What you talking about, Willis?
Come on, stop.
$26
stop
to go
it,
see the RPFL draft tomorrow at I'm just giving you something to do at Mount Clemens High School. I mean, they have logos, they have coaches now.
Ask me if I'm going to pay $26 and go.
Hey, Rob, would you be interested in paying $26 to go to the first ever RPFL draft at Mount Clemens High tomorrow?
Not this year.
I knew that was coming, but I still set you up and you knocked it down.
You know I have to. That's the way it goes.
There's a heavyweight championship fight tomorrow. This is why boxing pisses me off. Here we have a big weekend coming. There's a heavyweight title fight tomorrow. And it's you know who. It's the guy who's going to go for the 16th defense of his championship. Vladimir Klitschko. He's fighting Alex Liepai. And guess where they're fighting? In Germany. Not here. Not anywhere close to here. They're fighting in Germany. Another fight for Klitschko. This is why boxing stinks, because the heavyweight division's champion for 15 years and 16 defenses literally will not fight in this country, even though he and his brother, Vitali Klitschko, live in Beverly Hills, California. They have mansions in Beverly Hills. They love L.A. They love Hollywood, but they won't fight there. They won't fight at Staples Center. They won't fight at MGM. They won't go to Vegas. They will fight in Germany. I don't even know why they don't fight in Russia half the time. But there's another example of why the boxing game, and it's literally only Pacquiao and Mayweather left, and Mayweather fights next week, is so terrible, because if you don't have a strong heavyweight division, as Rob knows, you don't have a good boxing game. You just don't have one. The cards aren't good enough, and they're not, and the stars don't align to bring boxing back to where it was for many reasons. And you've pointed out about the free television and listening to boxing on the radio.
On the radio?
But let's face it, since the dawn of man, we've had great heavyweights all the way through, from Sonny Liston to Muhammad Ali to Larry Holmes to Mike Tyson to Evander Holyfield to Lennox Lewis. We've had interest in those fighters. Klitschko, the door slammed shut. Soon as Vladimir Klitschko became the heavyweight champion of the world, it was over. And that was now 15 years ago. And it's been just an absolute drecky 15 years for the heavyweight division.
Well, can I talk about it? Let's talk about another knockout. Somebody got knocked out today.
Who?
Mitch McGarry.
Before you do that, let me do my let me get this out, because I don't want to rain on your parade. I don't want you to have your time. It's your time. I want you to have it. But let me do the one condolences to the Morrill family. If you didn't hear, the great Spartan quarterback, former Lions quarterback for many years. He played for the Lions for many years. Earl Morrill passed away at age 79. He was a Rose Bowl champion with Michigan State back in 56. He played for the Spartans for 3 years, led him to 3 great seasons, 1 Rose Bowl title. Muskegon High School, he really was pure Michigan guy. Played for the Lions from 58 to 64. In 1963, he had a great season with the Lions, 24 touchdowns, 2,621 yards. That's back in a 14-game season. They didn't win anything with him, obviously. We all know they didn't win anything. They didn't go to postseason. But, of course, he did win 2 Super Bowls later in Miami. He was part of the perfect season of 1972 with the Miami Dolphins. So just my condolences. I knew his daughter very well. Marty and I worked in TV together at Channel 6 in Lansing, Marty Morrill. So to the Morrill family, the kids, and everybody else involved, and there's plenty up there in the Muskegon area, even though Earl spent a lot of his time in Naples, Florida, towards the end. Condolences. Passing of a legend Spartan. And, you know, after 21 years, I'm almost thinking you could go almost that status in the NFL. He played with Unitas at Baltimore as well. Earl Morrill dead at the age of 79. There you go.
So sad.
No. Hey, you got a great life.
But still, no matter how old you are, it's never a good time. I don't care what anybody says.
It took me by surprise.
Right?
It took me by surprise.
Still never.
Because
even though he was 80 years old.
Yeah, close
right.
to 80. But it's still, I saw that today. I went, oh, my God, Earl Morrill's gone. I mean, it keeps happening, Rob. I mean, I guess we can't stop that train. So, you know, just send your condolences, give your best wishes, and life continues. Mitch McGarry. Hey, Mitch, don't Bogart that joint, buddy. I've been having fun with that all day, dude.
No, all I'm going to say is, Mitch McGarry, you know, now I hear people making excuses for, oh, he's a college kid. Oh, the penalty's so stern by the NCAA, a year's time. You got to be out a year for that, Mark, and whatnot.
Oh, that's changing in August.
Even though it is changing to 6 months, because they even realize it. But my point is, he knew what was going on. He knew the penalty, and he still decided that he was going to do a doobie-doobie-doo. And he didn't care about it.
He was going to do a what, Rob?
Doobie-doobie-doo.
He's going to smoke some doobs.
That's exactly.
That wacky. Sparky
tobacco.
Sparky used to call it wacky-backy.
Right.
Wacky tobacco, wacky-backy.
But see, this is my point. Is Mitch McGarry a thug now? Is he a thug? Guys you don't want, you know, to get into college and get on a basketball scholarship? Because that's the conversation we normally hear when there's some penalty towards a basketball player, right? Instead, you know what I'm hearing? Oh, what a shame. You know, he's a good kid. Even the coach stands up there, Beilein, and said, this isn't a Mitch McGarry I know. Oh, really? So wait a minute. Mitch McGarry did something totally unexpected, Mark, right? He this isn't a Mitch McGarry you know. Really? So what happened? What made him smoke a joint during the NCAA run when everybody...
A joint?
I know. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? For people say, well, he already knew he was going to go to the pros, so he probably just said, well, it doesn't matter because I'm not sticking around. Oh, really? And then the other thing, too, to disgrace the school and the teammates, Mark, I don't care what you say. It's still a knock against Michigan. They're in the news in a bad way, and Mitch McGarry is to blame. Yes or no? I love the way people make excuses.
I don't know what you want me to say. I mean,
no, I'm just...
Mitch McGarry did what he did. He's paying the price. I guess the price is to go to the NBA and try to make money. But, of course, it hurts Michigan.
It hurts Michigan. Don't act like he didn't hurt anybody else. It was just him.
Look, I mean, people...
He's a thug. He doesn't belong in major college basketball.
Rob.
Let's call him what he is, right? A weed-smoking thug.
Rob, why do you think they call it dope?
Right. What was that drop that used to be with dope? What do you want?
What do you want? Dope?
What do you want? Dope? And then, oh, he's such a, you know why? He's such an upstanding guy because he didn't have to tell anybody. He didn't have to have a press conference and answer any questions and put out there. He could have just said, I'm going to the NBA, and that would have been the end of it, and no suspension.
That would have come out.
Oh, please, it would have come out. And that's why.
Absolutely.
What do you want, Mark? You want to let everybody know now, or you want the bomb to drop right before the NBA draft? When do you want it out?
No, you get it out of there because you know in that league that they pardon guys who've done marijuana.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But you don't want it to be a bombshell right before the draft.
No, I look, man, you know, I think these stories are off the rails sometimes. I think they're funny now because we all know Mitch McGarry. He likes his hooch. He likes to smoke up. And Michael Phelps liked to smoke up, and he's back swimming in the pool because he's going to go to Rio in 16. Who thought that guy wasn't going to continue?
But Mark, I just want to talk to all of those people who always say that the kids should stay in school. They should get their degrees. I don't know why they would want to go to the pro. They should stay in school and play for their school, Michigan. It's an honor to play at Michigan. They should stay in school, Mark. And you know what? If Mitch McGarry would have left when he should have, after he averaged a double-double in the NCAA tournament with the run to the championship game, he probably would have been a lottery pick or at least a first-round pick with guaranteed cheese. And number two, this wouldn't have happened. And now look where he is. He only played, what, 8 games this year. His stock went down. They now and instead, he had a golden opportunity. You have to cash in when the iron's hot, Mark. How many times do we talk about that?
Well, that's why I fight, you fight, to not have Adam Silver and company raise the age.
It's wrong.
To try to keep guys in school. Gary Harris would be coming back to school. Would Stauskas be coming back? I mean, if it's going to be 20 years of age, you're talking about guys having to play. Must play in college till their junior season. And here LeBron James walks the earth freely. So does Amir Johnson. Both have had different kinds of careers. One guy's going to the Hall of Fame. One guy's that's a nice career going, not great. But because they were allowed to make their own decisions as high school kids to not go to college, they play in your NBA today. You can go watch today. Tonight, Amir Johnson will be playing, former Piston, for the Toronto Raptors against the Brooklyn, whatever they're called.
He's in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn
tonight.
Nets.
Mark, just help me out.
Rob,
I want to hear
it's about adults trying to keep the kids back.
But
they
I want to hear people
them.
Make excuses. No big deal. Mitch McGarry, he's a hero because he admitted. He soiled.
I have seen hero today, which is bothering me. You're right.
He soiled Michigan? Really? How is that a positive thing at all?
All right, our number is 248-848-1130. Before we do anything else, you got a thing to do here.
That's right. It is time for the official sports night with Parker and the man, Hank Aaron, time check.
Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
7:15 on the nut. Like, right on it. 7:15. Perfect, Milo Hamilton.
All right, let's start the show, Mark, and then we're going to grab him first.
Jim, let's get Jim in. Jim in Ann Arbor. You're on Sports Night with Parker and Man. Hi, Jim.
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
Thanks for taking my call. Doing well.
Great.
So But I just wanted to comment on Earl Morrall. Is my memory correct? Didn't he play a significant role on that perfect season, or at least one of the?
He started 11 games for the Dolphins that year. In fact, Don Shula really kind of wanted to go with Morrall over Bob Greasy when Greasy was better after the injury. But Greasy was his guy, and he went with them, and they worked in tandem, Jim. Earl Morrall, but yes, he was every bit a part of those perfect that perfect season and the back-to-back Super Bowl championships as anybody.
Yep, that was my recollection. I don't know if he started any playoff games, but yeah, he played a significant role.
Oh, if not for Morrall, they wouldn't have gone undefeated.
Yeah. All right, that's all I had.
That's all you got, Jim?
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, fella. I thought Ann Arbor was going to be all over Mitch McGarry.
So did I. I was going to go and say, he's a hero today. At least he admitted his mistake, Mark, and at least he stepped up to the table. No, I'm not buying it.
He's a dope user.
That's what he is.
It's plain and simple.
Mark, every time I hear of some basketball player and they get caught up in weed or doing something, you know what they are?
Weed.
They're thugs. They don't belong on a college campus. They're thugs. They're drug dealers. They're drug pushers. They're smoking weed, getting high. They're bad people.
I think we hear that less today. I've heard it a lot, and it drives me crazy. Less nowadays when we all know that there are corporate CEOs that smoke weed and do worse drugs than that.
Oh, please. Right. But I'm just saying, I'm always hearing the kids getting bashed, and today I'm hearing...
That's an easy target. They're an easy mark.
That Mitch McGarry is a hero for coming out and admitting that he screwed up.
No, I saw that too, and I said, what are you talking about?
It's not.
He's doing it to save his ass in the NBA.
Exactly.
To make more money. That's what I know, and that's what I think, because it's pretty blatant and pretty obvious. You know, McGarry can have that little smirk on his face, and it kills Beilein roster-wise. I mean, now you're down to fumes with Caris LeVert, and we could go through that all day, but it's just not the same thing. McGarry made that team different, made that team better, and he just shucked himself out of Ann Arbor with just a couple of tokes.
You want to go one toke over the line. Do you want to go out on that note? Is that his legacy, Rob? That's your legacy.
Yes.
It is.
Mitch McGarry's legacy is not getting to the championship game against Louisville. It's getting one toke over the line.
Do you remember? Oh, yeah, I remember Mitch McGarry. He's the one who got put out.
He's a dope smoker.
He smoked dope.
Why do you think they call it dope?
He smoked dope. Mark, pass me some dope.
Hey, Rob, this is your brain. This is your brain on dope.
Mark, let me roll up some dope before we do the show.
You want to do a couple of doobies?
Let's do some dope.
Hi, my name is Mark. Welcome to the show. The guy across from me is a guy who says that the series premiere of Bad Teacher on CBS last night makes his barbershop show look like the McNeil Lehrer Report. Bad Teacher was bad, all right. Let's call it Canceled Teacher.
They got canceled after the first
night? I don't know, but that was the worst show premiere I have ever seen, and you know I like my TV shows, my sitcoms. That was awful.
It was worse than when Sports Zone first started?
No, Sports Zone was a great show, Rob. I can't remember. I'm surprised you remember the name of my little Sunday.
That was Mark's Sunday show on Fox.
Eli started Sports Zone, to be fair.
Oh, okay.
Frank and Eli. He started Sports Zone. I just picked the ball up and ran with it.
No, but you did a good job on that show. I'm just giving you
Thank you very much. Click on Detroit and Shadow League columnist Rob Parker.
It is Sports Night with Parker and the man, Rob Parker, along with the man, Mark Wilson. Who we got? Eric, EP, I should say, Gary, Matt, and his video streaming minions, including...
they should all wave right now. I can't see them.
Who we got over there? Sarah, Josh... And, of course, B-Mo's back in the studio, back in productions or something. I don't know what he's working on.
I didn't see that. I don't think there is any streaming minions today because I don't see anybody waving to me. There's no anybody waving.
Is she waving?
Nobody's waving. I asked for so much here.
So much to do, so little time.
That's enthusiasm right there.
Enthusiasm. 248-848-1130 on a Friday evening, Metro Detroit. Don't forget... Tigers start an 8-game road trip tonight in Minnesota against the Twins, 8 p.m.
Rick Porcello and Kevin Correa. Buster, you're on Sports Night with Parker and the Man. What's up?
Oh, nothing much. Do you realize the Tigers played their very first American League game 113 years ago today?
Is that right?
Yeah, they're playing the original Milwaukee Brewers, who the next year moved to St. Louis, became the Browns, and then in 54 they became the Orioles.
The Baltimore Orioles, yeah, right.
And they had a 13-5 deficit going into the ninth inning, and they rallied, and they won the game 14-13.
Were you there, Buster?
Yeah, I wasn't there, but I mean, you know. But
Jerry Green covered that game.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, I think Denny McClain pitched in that game. But anyway, oh, and Tony Phillips was 55 today, but I'm not even going to comment on that whole Mitch McGarry.
Why
you
not?
Know.
I want you to. I want people to stand up and tell me.
Stand up? Dude, let me tell you something. I'm a baby boomer. All my whole generation smoked pot. I mean, you know, I'm not going to get exercised over that foolishness. The NCAA or the bigger, they all should be locked up as far. They're all criminals. They're crooks. They should all be locked up and thrown in jail or something because they're the biggest bunch of crooks in here, like Emory.
And hypocrites. And hypocrites.
Crazy over
look at Buster.
Smoking pot?
Look at Buster getting on the NCAA, Mark Emmert and company.
Look at. I would have to have an IQ of my expanded chest size, which is 49, to believe in this mess. But about the Tigers, I think that they could probably sweep the Twins, because I don't think the Twins are getting any better. But man, they've got to do something. They've got to do something to solve this, because this bullpen problem. I mean, sure, we can talk all you want about shortstop, and I think Cabrera. Oh, by the way, you should play the Mickey Mash, especially if you whether he does or not, because Bobby Boris Pickett died 7 years ago today. But unless they get that bullpen. Straighten out, because if it isn't Chamberlain, it's Coke or it's somebody else leaking over there. And that if they waste this kind of starting pitching they're getting, they can talk all they want about who's going to back up Cabrera and hit like maybe 15 or 20 homers. But that's the main problem. And have a good night, boys. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. He's saying he doesn't understand the NCAA, that they're making
a big
deal.
Yeah, he should have stopped there. He really was on a roll until he got to the Tiger stuff.
Making a big deal about pop. Mark, you can't get a pizza for free. You can't. So if they won't allow you to get a pizza, you think they're going to endorse smoking dope?
No, because dope costs money.
That's right. It costs more than a pizza.
More? Depends who your dealer is. But I'm telling you, Mitch McGarry is a dope smoker. Plain and simple. When he goes to the NBA, look, I'll tell you this. I won't even break it down racially or anything. I'll break it down by school. If this happened up in East Lansing, do you know what people would be saying right now? Stupid Spartans, they're a bunch of idiots. That's all they are. They're not a smart school.
They're thugs, Mark.
Right. They all go to East Lansing.
Yes.
Izzo's got a bunch of thugs up
there.
They
got thugs from Flint. They smoke weed, and who God knows what else they do. This is my point. And now Mitch McGarry's all of a sudden, and this is not, hey, I'm telling you, Mitch McGarry's also, don't say he's a hero for owning up to a mistake. Just say, I respect that he came out and had a conversation about it. But he's not a hero for admitting that he did something. And you know
what? Let's not use that word.
I hate that hero.
It.
Right.
Exactly.
I hate that word. It's not the right word. And you shouldn't get credit. You did something that was very selfish.
Rob,
very
over the last 13 years, we've seen real heroes. Okay?
Yes.
All right?
We've seen
that's
a lot of
like
stuff in
word.
Our life.
You got to be a lot bigger than a basketball player to be that kind of a person.
Just keep it. My thing is, Mark, treat everybody the same. Okay? Treat everybody the same. Don't make excuses for some people and chastise and berate other people and tell them that they're bad people because they've made mistakes, okay? Because these are all kids.
Let's get Todd in. Todd, you're on Sports Night with Parker Man up there in Lake Orion. What's up, Todd?
Hey, how you guys doing? You know, I'm going to be honest. As a Michigan State fan, I'm getting a chuckle out of this Mitch McGarry thing, and I give that prior caller a lot of credit because he was fired up about it, and that's great. But in you could do 100 shows on the NCAA and are they hypocritical or not, and that's fine. But I'm going to draw an analogy. Think about this. If you were told when you were 20 years old that you can sleep with every blonde-haired chick you meet, you can't get them pregnant, you'll never catch nothing, you don't even need a condom, but you can't ever sleep with a brunette. And I'm telling you, again, don't ever, ever do it. You can do everything else, but you can't. These kids know when these tests are coming. I mean, again, is this the worst thing anybody's ever done?
Heck no. I hope Mitch McGarry, even though he played for Michigan, goes on and has a good career because I enjoyed watching him play, what he brought to the game. But, dude, don't sit here and lay this all on the feet of the NCAA. I guarantee you that the Michigan basketball team, the Valparaiso basketball team, the Concordia basketball team, and you can go to what those kids know when it's coming. And if you're so foolish as to take the one drug that stays in your system longer than any other drug, and that's the reality of it too, he could have gone out and got blasted and blown a .36, and it would have been out of his system in a day. But he did the one thing that he knew he couldn't do, and you can't let Mitch McGarry off the hook for that. You can't.
You're right, Todd. You're totally right. I don't think there's anything that's off base. And the NCAA is just part of this because that's their rule. I mean, it's the NCAA's test. It was not Michigan's test. It was the NCAA's. I think the people that are kind of blasting the NCAA on this side, because I hate them too, might be a little off base.
Right.
Maybe not as much as you, because it is all McGarry's responsibility and, quite frankly, John Beilein's as well.
But for Beilein to sit up there and say, that's not the Mitch McGarry, what does that mean? What is that? Obviously, you didn't know him because you know what? He decided that during the NCAA tournament run, he was going to get high knowing that there was a chance that he could be tested, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even blame John Beilein for coming out. That's his kid. That's the guy he recruited. That's the guy who he's got to stand up for. We get
No, you don't always have to. Sometimes, wait a minute. Just sometimes I have friends, you have friends. Sometimes you got to tell people they're wrong, okay? Even your friend or your child that they're wrong. I'm going to tell him he has to publicly humiliate him. He made a mistake, but we don't – if John Beilein would have said we made a mistake, but we don't do that at Michigan. You can't do that and play here. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let other people know it's not acceptable.
Well, and I agree with you, but, you know, it plays into a bigger picture. It ties into recruiting. It ties into getting – he has to give the perception. And I think John Beilein's a stand-up guy. Not only is he a very good coach, he's a stand-up guy. I think he does everything as far as promoting the program, recruiting. I think he does it as well or better than anybody else. But I'm with you. And to me, the word – and, again, I know everyone does this. I'm tired of hearing this is the only time. I mean, are we really supposed to? Again, Mitch McGarry, I realize you're 22 and only a sophomore in college. I don't understand how that is. Maybe he had an illness in his family, and I apologize for that. Maybe he had to stay. But he's a 22-year-old sophomore, and unless you were in the Marine Corps, that's a little unusual. But I don't want to hear whether it be a drunk driving, a pregnancy, a positive drug test. Are we really to believe this was the only time?
No. It wasn't the only time.
We know
it wasn't
that.
The
that's
only
what
time.
He says.
Yeah, okay.
Todd, come on.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, you decide during your
Todd,
college
good stuff.
Basketball
Thanks,
season,
man. Thank you.
You're going to smoke weed.
All right, come on up. More stuff, more calls. Mitch McGarry came out today. He's going to the NBA and the hard way. He going to the NBA. The hard way.
So he figured, I'll go to the NBA, I'll smoke weed like everybody in the league, I'll fit right in.
I'll just get started early.
Maybe they'll draft me because I'm a weed smoker.
I'm a weed smoker. They love me.
They love me.
248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker Demand. Detroit's 1130. WDFN The Fan. And we're just getting started.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Come on, man. Let's hit it. We got stuff to do.
All right, Rob Parker here for Sam's Alterations, Mark. It's right there in Lathrop Village, right there at 12 Mile and Southfield Road. Mark, you think you're the man?
Nope.
You are absolutely wrong. Sam is the man. I'm telling you, Sam does a great job. Mark, you see me on Channel 4, Alterations. He can take my pants out, let them in, the waist. He can put cuffs. He also does kids, women. All you need to do is holler at Sam.
Holler, Sam. Hollers at you.
That's right, at Sam's Alterations on 12 Mile Road and Southfield Road in Lathrop Village. Call Sam if you need something done. He will take care of you. His number is 248-552-9950. It's Sam's Alterations in Lathrop Village. Hey, Mark?
Yep.
Go get Sammed.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.